Proclamation number 7888, dated the May 8, 1961. True bearers of light. Deceptive lights. You'll only ever be given light so as not to be drawn into darkness again, for my adversary tries to prevent you from finding the light. Roman 1. However, have promised you an abundance of blessings during the last days to prevent you from weakening and falling prey to his deceitful games. For he works in the disguise of an angel. He ignites deceptive lights which do not shine but blind the eyes of those who do not recognize him. However, in your struggle of resistance against him you often use the wrong means by closing your eyes instead of striving for the true light which flows to you as an obvious gift of grace. You do not hold fast to my word, the visible emanation of my love, which you can truly successfully use to oppose my enemy, for he cannot abide my light and takes flight. My love proclaims love, and love in turn awakens the spirit to life. And thus you can always be certain that the spiritual information will concur wherever true love prevails, where my spirit can express itself. But then you will discover contradictions. False prophets will cross your path. They all want to proclaim my word and you will not be able to find complete harmony, taking you aback and making you question the working of the spirit in some of them. And then my adversary will have already won his game, for the thoughts become confused. People lose their spiritual certainty. They no longer live in unison but in opposition. Thus the light grows darker, that is, my word from above will no longer be recognized. It will be neglected for the sake of untruth which, under cover of piety, is far more acceptable and agreeable to people who do not seriously scrutinize it. And then, again, it depends on the person's degree of love whether he will set himself free from error, whether he will recognize it and voluntarily turn to the truth. The light shines in the darkness, but it should not be concealed. It must be able to shine forth brightly, which always depends on the will of the individual. And truly brightly shining light emanates from me, from the eternal light. But I have only few bearers of light, people who are so permeated by their desire for truth that they are able to serve me as vessels into which the truth can flow, people who then will also pass on the light, who will not tire of proclaiming the truth but who will also notice where error has crept in and try to expose it, so that their fellow human beings, too, will be able to enjoy the brightly shining light which alone can give them truth. I want the light to be spread, I want my word to be brought to people, and I will bless those who voluntarily render this service to me by letting me speak to them and then spread my word throughout the world. And all those who thus want to serve me will also receive the same word from me and stand up for it. They will also recognize where my adversary is at work who tries to cause confusion amongst my own in the same way, who wants to extinguish the light from me and diminish its radiance for darkness to set in again. And evidence of the truth will be provided too. All I ask is that you humans believe in my words from above, which time and again can be recognized as my word by people of good will. And keep my word. If it brings you light, if it clarifies what made you question until now, if it shows your God's love, wisdom and might and you feel addressed by me as your father, then you will also know that I speak to you myself. And then you should believe unreservedly, for then I convey pure truth to you and this such that everyone can understand, that no one needs to speculate on the meaning of my words. I speak clearly and simply to you humans so that you will truly receive light, so that the darkness of spirit will disappear, for I myself am the light of eternity. And since I love my living creations, I also want to bring them the light which they had once voluntarily renounced, but which irrevocably has to shine for you again if you want to find, and travel, the right path to me into your Father's house. Light can only come forth from me, the eternal light. You should believe that your Father conveys the light to you himself because you are in urgent need of it and because there is not much time left. But you also have to willingly accept the light. You have to willingly listen to the bearers of light. You should know that they are enlightened themselves and thus also able to give you complete clarification. And all of you will truly find the path to me when bearers of light lead the way and you readily follow them. Amen.